like to describe what you're
doing. You mean on the floor?
Well, let's say you walk in, walk into the room, and those newspapers lying
straighten
on the floor.
Straighten up.
Yeah, that's the term you use for it, to straighten up?
Straighten up the room. Yeah, straighten
okay.
up.
Okay, the thing you used to sweep the floor with before they had vacuum cleaners.
Carpet sweeper.
Well,
broom.
Yeah, that's... I'm sorry, I cut in. Would you mind saying that again?
Broom.
Mr. Young, would you?
Broom is all it's ever been to me.
Okay.
I kind of raised a little broom corn this year.
Yes, he's got broom corn out in the garden. And Vanderbilt's house,
yeah.
They had for the fireplace, and he said that was made out of broom corn.
Mm-hmm.
I cut it just before we went, and I hung it up to dry. There were three bundles of it that fell on the ground while we were gone.
Oh.
It was made out of the same stuff as in that Vanderbilt place by one of the big fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
Just for curiosity, I put a 10-foot rose in the garden this year.
I've never seen that.
Well, it looks like corn, but it's...
I'll get a handful of it. Have a look.
Instead of a tassel, you know how corn gets corn tassel.
Mm-hmm.
This is bigger. It's a bigger tassel or whatever on the top. And I said, well, I don't know how you'd ever sweep the floor with it. Well, he thinks it needs to be dried because it was quite limp when it was on the.
Mm-hmm.
So no wonder. And he grew some.
The it used to be that on Mondays the housewife would
wash.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do the is there a term
wash day.
Okay, you do the
Well not the wash. I wouldn't say laundry.
Okay. That's
I would say wash.
That's interesting.
That's
pretty.
Well now do you take all those seeds or whatever they off of there? They didn't have that. No, you take all the seed off, huh?
You put it through some fingers like that and pull it strip the seeds off.
Gee, that's pretty. A lot of people put things like this in their house now.
Vases.
I've never seen that. It's real unusual.
The thing that Vanderbilt's had sitting by the fireplace was
with a bunch about like
just
that
about
size.
The size of that was a seed stripped off. Of course, it was sowed here. Sowed here and here, but it had about that much stalk on each
uh-huh.
one.
Yeah, so it was just about like that.
And that was just about to stand by the fireplace, just like that.
And
hmm.
This is the top part of the corn?
Yeah.
See, it's standing like
it grows
that.
This
see?
Way.
Mm-hmm. Just like the tassel of a corn, only it's
Of course, the stalk leaf came way up here, see?
Hmm.
I peeled those all off Saturday. And I thought if I let them hang that way while I was on the stalk, it'd all be crooked, and if I hung them this way, it'd be straight.
So.
Really, really good. Sorry. The place right outside the front door here is, what would you call that?
Porch.
Okay. The, what did you do, as a matter of fact, when you remarked that it was too cold in here? Remember we came in and
okay.
left the door wide open? And
yeah, I said, well, it's too cold. I don't know
what experience. Well, what'd you do to take care of it's being too cold?
Shut the door.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
what would anybody else say?
Close
well,
the door.
Again, it's,
oh, close the door, huh?
Is there any distinction between shut the door and close the door?
No, we don't say close the door, we say shut the door.
Shut the door.
All right.
Shut the window, shut the door.
Okay. It's funny because some people, you know, I listen to a number, quite a large number of these things. We got about 500 interviews, actually.
And they say close?
Well, some people make a distinction between closing the door as more polite and when they want it done quickly, they say shut the door.
Well, so, I suppose it would be. But
yeah.
Probably if you wanted to get real fussy about it, it would be close the door. But
yeah, we shut the door.
We always shut the door.
Well, we're looking actually for things too, like pronunciation of shut and door.
Yeah,
so.
The kids. Shut the door, you holler at him.
What do you call the wooden boards that you put on the side of a frame house? What do you call those?
Siding.
Is there any other term that you use that you've heard?
No,